إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، إن شاء الله بإذن الله تعالى I want to start a series on reflections on the Quran, إن شاء الله. The reason for that is to remind ourselves that there is nothing which is superior to the Quran, and there is nothing which is better than the Quran in trying to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is nothing that is superior to the kalam of Allah if we want to connect with Allah. And therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran in relation to those people who do not reflect on it, who do not think about it. And Allah said, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. In Surah Muhammad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that, do they not reflect on the Quran? Do they not make tadabbur on the Quran? Or is it that their hearts are sealed and there are locks on their hearts? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our hearts to His kalam and to enable us to understand His kalam and to learn from the Quran, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to connect us with Him by means of His kalam. The first ayat of the Quran is Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. That is the ayah with which Surah Al-Fatiha begins. And if I remind myself and you that we need to reflect on this, that we know that it is the sunnah to begin everything with this ayah of the Quran. And it's important for us to recollect and reflect on the fact that this is an ayat of the Quran. We say Bismillah before. But when you say Bismillah, means what? When you say Bismillah Rahman Rahim, you are starting that action by reciting Quran, by reciting one ayat of the Quran. So that is the first part of understanding and reflecting on this whole action of starting everything. Now, what is the benefit of starting with Bismillah Rahman Rahim? In my view, the first and foremost benefit of starting with Bismillah Rahman Rahim is that it automatically puts a stop to doing anything which does not please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because obviously you cannot be starting a sin with Bismillah Rahman Rahim. So the moment you make this a habit that every single thing we do or say, we will start with Bismillah Rahman Rahim, automatically it protects you. This ayat of the Quran protects us from anything which displeases Allah. It's protection. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim is protection from sin. It is protection from anything that displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So very important for us to remember this with respect to Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Second thing is to reflect on the ayat itself. And what is the reflection of the ayah? What is the meaning of Bismillah Rahman Rahim? Right? Bismillah, I begin in the name of Allah. And therefore we remember and think. When we say I begin in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu, what am I saying? Who is Allah? What is my connection with Allah? This action which I am supposed to do, what is this action going to do with respect to this connection with Allah? We have to understand this, and I remind myself and you that it takes a long time to build a connection, but it does not take very long to break that connection. To build a connection, and ta'ala Allahu al-amthal, we do not give the misal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but even if we take our own relationships with our friends and so on and so forth, it takes a long time. It's not easy to build trust, right? Whether it's a business relationship, whether it's a friendship, it takes years to build trust, to come to a particular level of closeness with somebody. And to break that, it takes only one action, or it takes one word. That's all. And years and years and years of friendship goes down the drain. Years and years of connection is broken. So, when we reflect on this Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, you must also reflect and say, how long did it take me to build whatever connection? Allah alam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is the state of our connection with Him. I don't think there is anyone who can take a sort of arrived state or the great comfort that I have this connection. We don't know this. We will only know this when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what was our actual connection with Allah. And it's not what people say. People can say whatever they want. Right? People can say many good things or bad things. It doesn't matter. What matters is what is the reality, and the reality will only become clear to us when we meet Allah. When the time comes, when the curtain is lifted, is then we will know exactly what our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was. So when I'm saying Bismillah, I reflect on this connection. What is my connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And this thing which I'm about to start and do, what is it likely to do to that connection? Is it something which will enhance this connection, make it better? Or is it something which will put a strain on this connection, and wallah ala, may Allah protect us from that, break the connection. And then, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Who is Allah? The description of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? And again, as I have said many times before, this is purely from the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have described Himself in any of His attributes, in any of His sifat. Allah did not have to say ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have used any of His other attributes of Jalal, any of His other attributes of His power and glory and majesty, any of His attributes of, for example, taking punishment, for example, Al-Jabbar, Al-Qahhar, Al-Muntaqim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have used any of these attributes, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose to use Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. And therefore we need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had not said Bismillah Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, and if He had said something else, we could not have changed it. We could not have changed that to Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He chose to introduce Himself to His slaves by these sifat. Imagine, this is from Allah. And we have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He chose to introduce Himself by these sifat, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. And then reflect and think about that what therefore does this mean? What is Ar-Rahman? Rahman, as we know, is on the same wazan as Jawan, Watshan, the extreme of something, the peak of something, right? Extremely hungry. Ghadban, extremely angry. Extremely thirsty. Ar-Rahman, extremely merciful. Peak of mercy. There is no mercy beyond the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no mercy beyond the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sufyan al-Thawri rahmatullah alayh, the great Imam, he was passing away, he was dying, his last moments, a friend of his came and sat with him. And his friend said to him, "Ya Sufyan, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you meet Him, He gives you a choice and says, Sufyan, you have a choice. If you want, I will give your book of deeds to your mother and let her be your judge. Or I will be your judge. Which would you prefer?" If Allah gives you this choice and says, "So Sufyan, I give you this choice that I will make your mother your judge and let your mother decide whether you go into Jahannam or Jannah, or I will be your judge." If Allah gives you this choice, his friend asked him, he said, "What will you choose?" He said, "I will choose Allah. I will say, Allah, you be my judge." He said, "Because the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is 70 times and Allah knows best. All of these numbers are only to help us understand something. Allah is not bound by any number." He said, "Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is far higher, far superior to the mercy of my mother. So I will ask Allah, oh Allah, you be my judge." Ar-Rahman, peak of mercy. But what is the problem with peak of anything? The problem with the peak of anything is, the peak does not stay forever. All peaks have a downslope. So you can't be angry forever. You can't be peak of happiness forever. You cannot be peak of hunger forever. Everything comes down. And with Allah, but with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rahim. Rahim is on the same wazan as Kareem, Jameel. Beautiful? Beauty remains. You don't wake up the next morning looking ugly. Right? Thing remains. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used this term, Rahim. Rahman or Rahim. And the two are connected. Rahman wa Rahim. Rahman or Rahim. The two are connected, which means what? Which means the peak of this mercy, which lasts forever. The mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is at the peak forever, does not come down. Allah is not less merciful one day and more merciful some other day, and we have to wait for this particular day to catch Him at the best moment. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is at the peak of His mercy forever. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I mentioned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose to introduce Himself in this particular way. How much of gratitude must we have for this? How much of gratitude should we have for this? Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. And this is the first ayat of the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began His speech, He began His kalam, He began that surah which is called the seven often repeated verses, seven often repeated ayat, Surah Al-Fatiha, with this particular ayat. Bismillahir Rahman Ar-Rahim. And that is why I remind myself and you, let us reflect on this and let us use the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this is the biggest resource that we have. There is no resource in the world that is higher and bigger and more powerful than the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which has been given to us free of cost. Imagine, this is the mercy of Allah. Everything which matters to a person, Allah gives free. Truly matters. Huh? Everything which truly matters to a person, how much do we pay for breathing? Does Allah charge you and me for the air we breathe? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala charged us even 1 paisa per breath, how much will he? And he said, alright, when your money runs out, you're dead. What would we do? Allah does not charge us for anything which we truly need. So also for hidayah, how much did we pay for hidayah? We ask Allah that we should be guided and we should remain on guidance, inshallah. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِقْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ حَدَيْتَنَا وَحَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَحَّابُ. We ask Allah to give us guidance and to keep us with istiqamat on this guidance. But how much do we pay for this guidance? Did we pay anything for the guidance? Free. Comes for free. Huh? How much did we pay for the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What do we pay to read and to listen to the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It's free. Greatest resource that we can ever have, that we can ever imagine, is free. Anyone in the world who wants the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's free. Any other little piece of one pencil, if you want, you have to pay money for it. You have to pay money for it. But for the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's free. And may Allah protect us. That is probably the reason why we have no regard for this. Illa mashallah, that we don't treat it with the seriousness that it deserves to be treated. Because it is free. Maybe if we had to pay for it. And wallahi, remember this, I am saying this, it's for free. But remember, when this kalam first came, when the kalam came to the people, when it came to Muhammad Rasulullah, and when he conveyed it to the Sahaba, for them it was not free. If you read the hadith relating to the nuzul of the Quran, every ayah which was revealed was a huge, huge, huge physical strain and pain on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So many ayat narrated by Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha and other people which talk about, I'm just talking about one aspect, which is the price of the revelation. On Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in some places, he said, I thought I will die with the strain of the revelation. One day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was lying down his head was on the thigh of one of his companions, one of the Sahaba, and he was just a mandi bhai sar rakh ke lete rahe. Again, all of these things show also the relationship the Rasulullah had with these people. They respected him more than we can ever imagine. But he was so close to them, he was so accessible, that he did not think it beyond his dignity to treat his companion in that way. Just lie down with his blessed head on his thigh. And the man said, and if I am not mistaken, I think it is Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, Allah alam. He said that at that time he received revelation. And he said, I thought my leg will break. He said, the Sahabi said, he said, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was lying with his head on my thigh, and at that time he received revelation, and I thought my leg will break. That is the force of the revelation. One day Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was sitting on his camel. When he received revelation, the camel sat down. The camel could not hold the weight and the camel sat down. And you know that camels are beasts of burden. I mean, they can carry huge loads. But that camel could not stand. It just collapsed. It sat down. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam once received revelation in the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha. This ayat specifically relating to the incident of Aisha radiallahu anha, where she said it was winter, but when he received his revelation, his sweat was dripping from his forehead and his face like he had had a bath. They paid a price. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam paid a personal price for this revelation. The Sahaba Rizwanullahi Alayhim Ajmain, when this kalam was revealed, when they wanted to obey this kalam, when they wanted to live their lives on this kalam, every single one of them paid a price. They paid a price. They paid for it with their lives. They paid for it with their wealth. They paid for it with their izzah. They had to leave their homes. They had to leave their country. They had to go into exile. They had to face enemies. Huh? It didn't come. For them it was not. For us it is free. For us it is free. Nobody charges anything. It came to us for free. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us and protect us from treating it without the regard that is due to it. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless those who paid the price for this and who preserved it and passed it on to us with integrity without any change. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us worthy of reading this kalam, of understanding this kalam, of reflecting on this kalam, and of living by this kalam. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill our lives with the barakah of his kalam. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to connect us with him by means of his kalam. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.